FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Ryan Stevenson. And there was some help from Toby Mac in that tune, Not Forgotten. Before that was When You Speak by Jeremy Camp and Corey Asbury with Reckless Love. Good morning. Your time is 7:21. Hanging out with Annie and Mindy. And your weather forecast? For today, mostly cloudy skies. There's some showers and thunderstorms rolling through, and later in the day, they could be severe with damaging winds and heavy rain, so please take care. High today expected to be 82. Tonight, showers and storms. Some of the storms could be severe again with a low down to 68. Friday's looking good, mostly sunny, high of 81. And let's take a peek at the weekend. 79 and sunny for your Saturday. And then Sunday, partly sunny. Chance of those showers and storms, high of 81. Currently, it is 71.
Hey, friends. Thanks for believing in the ministry of WJTL. Thanks for supporting us, too. We want to thank these business listeners for doing the same. Peaceful Valley Furniture, offering a large selection of solid wood furniture at locations in Burdenham, Intercourse, Strasburg, or online at peacefulvalleyfurniture.com. Also, thanks to Rocky Ridge Auto Sales in Ephrata with a selection of pre-owned cars and trucks. Also providing customer repairs, 717-733-8985, rockyridgeautosales.com. It's your financial support that helps keep us on the air and being a light in the community. We invite you to join us today. Send your donation to WJTL 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, 17545. You can also do it online at WJTL.com.
And me and Annie are so honored and privileged. We have a guest live in the studio with us this morning. It's Mr. Matthew Beeks, who's the Executive Director of Impact Missions. So good morning once again, Matthew.
Good morning. Thank you again for having me.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here. I've loved chatting with you off air. So let's catch people up. What does your ministry do? What is Impact Missions?
So Impact Missions is an interdenominational faith-based housing. It is. Faith-based housing ministry here in Lancaster County. We serve the extreme poor, families making less than 2 times poverty level.
Wow.
Most of the families that we help are making less than $15,000 a year.
Wow.
And we will go in and do whatever the homeowner needs. Many are have holes in their floors. So they're walking across a 2x4 just to get to their bathroom in the middle of the night. So we'll replace the floors. We'll make their house warm, safe, and dry. And then also provide a relationship and a family and a network of individuals that will help them lift them out of poverty.
That's and we beautiful. Were speaking off air how folks can get involved, but I didn't realize you have youth that help you guys out there. It doesn't need to be adults. You can have youth come in and help. What does that look like?
That's correct. So we have a lot of youth groups that will come out one Saturday a month or one Saturday a quarter, whatever their schedule allows. And it teaches the kids how to serve and be ministers and actually gets them out of their comfort zone.
It sure does.
And they see that you don't have to travel to see poverty. It's right here in Lancaster County. And they have a new appreciation. They understand that sometimes the student that may be a little quirky in school, they see the conditions that people are living in, and it develops an empathy, but it also helps provide them with a skill, because we do have a green shirt who is a professional on site that will teach and train the student how to do some of the trades.
So the kid doesn't have to necessarily come in and like hang drywall for a day. He can just come out and you guys will guide him and help the youth group find areas that they can help the homeowner.
That's correct. We assess the group. We work with the group leader, and then we determine what the skill set is, and we'll stretch them a little bit so they may
good.
Be hanging
oh,
drywall
sure. good
but
good for them
but yeah but we'll be there to teach and show and train and just work with the kids on how to do things.
So if I have a youth group or maybe even like a Sunday school class that I want to get involved and touch base with you guys, how can we do that?
So you can email us at our info@impactcamps.org email, or you can visit us at our home office at 634 Lee Tort Road in Washington Borough.
Oh, we are so excited to have had you in this morning. I love meeting local ministry leaders, and you're just a really good guy, Matthew. So we really enjoyed talking with you this morning.
Yes, well, thank you so much. I enjoyed the opportunity as well.
If you want information, impactcamps.org. Matthew will get you information, hook you up, and you can also go online in a little bit here and listen back. And if you missed anything and need any more information, we'll take care of that. Matthew, you have a great day.
Thanks so much.
You too.
We have great tunes coming up like this. This is Brand New by Kobe James right here on WJTL.